Gavel. Is there a gavel?
I can't run a meeting without a gavel. Okay. Can't. I just can't.
What do I do with
this? Corey, go to my office and get my gavel.
You handed this to me like I know.
No, it's just a recorder. Don't worry about it.
Okay, this is a meeting. It's 4:05 of at-large council member Matt Carlucci, Group 4, with district council member, District 5, Joe Carlucci. And so I'm here. Won't you say you're here?
District 5, Joe Carlucci, check, 1, 2, I am here.
I just wanted to bring to you a resolution that I thought would be good for perhaps you and myself, or myself and you, to introduce honoring and congratulating Harold Thomas. He's been at the tennis courts at Southside for so many years. I mean, this man has a following you wouldn't believe.
Wow.
I mean, these tennis, and you may have a copy of it there if you want. Have you read through it at all?
No, I haven't read through it. Jeff handed it to me.
I guess you just got it. So I just wanted to see if you'd like to co-sponsor that with me. I don't know whether we would do it here at council or if he's going to have a retirement party or,
okay. You
know, we could do it or how he'd want to. But
I met him one time, mm-hmm. And he mentioned that he gave mom tennis lessons.
He did.
Yeah. Was it her first tennis lessons?
Yeah, probably was. And your mother.
At Southside
just,
Tennis.
Yeah. I mean, she, just like everybody, just loved Coach Thomas. But mom wound up, you know, playing at a different court. But she has a real fond place in her heart, as so many do, of Coach Thomas. I have no idea how many people he has influenced to play tennis, and particularly you know, minority folks that, you know, don't necessarily get a lot of opportunities to learn how to play tennis. And he's he played tennis, I think, for Jacksonville University, and he's been recognized nationally for stuff he's done. He's an amazing man. But most of all, when you meet him, he makes you feel like you've known him forever.
Wow.
You know, he's got that type of personality, very warm.
And well, I mean, I would think, you know, you could introduce this, and I would happily be a co-introducer or a co-sponsor, just because I know you have a little bit more depth of his experience with our city and with this facility. Obviously, it's in District 5, so I'm happy to jump on this and appreciate his service, but yeah,
okay.
That's
well,
my thought.
Well, I've got one of his students, so to speak, players. BJ Laster is reviewing this, and she will talk with some of the ladies that have been playing at the courts for so many years to see if there's anything that we might want to add in.
Mm-hmm.
When before you were born, there was, many years before, a big swimming pool there, and it leaked like crazy. It was a big, huge Hendricks Avenue pool. Do you remember that, George? And I remember as a little boy, Dad would take me there, and I was scared to death of that pool because it was so deep. I mean, it was deep. There was no shallowing in that daggone pool. And then you'd go underneath the pool, and that's where you would change out of your clothes into your swimming trunks. And
oh, crazy.
I'm like 6 or 7 years old, and I was like, Dad, I don't want to go swimming in here. I may never come up. And I knew how to swim, but it was kind of a scary pool, but it was so well used for so many years, but it got to where it was leaking, and it became apparent that the best replacement for it in recreation would be a tennis courts. And so I think a lot of people in San Marco have had a lot to do with those tennis courts over the year, besides myself, Lori Boyer, even before she was on the council, San Marco Preservation, Jenny Myrick, She played a big role when she was a district councilman a long time ago. So I guess I was on the council when it got converted from a pool and torn down put into tennis courts, and it's just grown ever since. And so the ladies over there, anytime they called me for, you know, we need the courts to be redone, repaved, or we need new nets, or we need new screening on the fences, I took their orders very well and made sure they got what they needed there. But when I'd go see Coach Thomas, I donated a flagpole to the complex over there. I think
it's still there.
Yes, yeah. The pole's still there. It somehow can't seem to keep a flag on it, but
I know who I can ask for that.
Yeah.
I see George writing the notes. And in fact, Daryl Joseph, he mentioned that Harold was retiring, and I kind of had the idea or the assumption that I would put a resolution together, but he would help me with it because Daryl has known Harold for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
So I asked him, hey, if you can help me put some talking points together just to honor his, service to the city over the years in the tennis facility, then I would really appreciate that. So I think he's working on that. And I think I sent that to, he did. I do have that. And I believe I already sent that to Jeff this week. So I believe that should be in Jeff's hands right now. Just to, again, like you said, and just make sure we're not missing anything that other people might know.
Well, and there's probably a lot of human interest, maybe some funny stuff that, some of the ladies might want to put in there so we can really – so I'm glad you did that. That was a good thinking to do that, Councilman Carlucci, Joe. So anyway, I think we can now officially introduce this in both of our names.
Okay.
Because of the Sunshine meeting we've had. The other thing, while I got you, this is not legislation, but, you know, while we're on record and all that, you noticed this long time ago before you even elected, because you and Victoria used to go to the South Bank Riverwalk all the time,
uh-huh.
And there's those three humongous flagpoles,
like
this little teeny-weeny American flag at the top.
I saw it last Thursday.
So
at the opening of the Friendship Fountain,
I
still bothers
am
me.
Going to call Daryl and ask him if I can donate a bigger flag, and I'll call Buchanan and get their all-weather flag. And if you'd like to split that with me, then maybe we'll both do it together. And
I'd like to see the cost first.
Yeah.
No, I would 100% split, because there's three flagpoles. I think it's the American flag, Duval County, and then maybe the state of Florida. Are those the three?
I think so.
Probably. And these are the three near the sailor, or are these the three near?
Near the sailor.
Near the sailor, because there's three at the beginning of Friendship Fountain, too, that might need
those,
it.
Those fall.
Parks Department?
No, I think those fall.
They'll be in parks.
I think somehow those may be on private property. I'm not sure.
But we'll check on those, too, because,
Yeah, I looked at those. They're not as huge as these other poles are that we're talking
right,
about.
Right, right, right.
So maybe we'll just try to get those three done for starters. And
okay.
It seemed like the other flagpoles. I asked about the other flagpoles, and they told me something that made it sound like it might be more difficult to do. But
okay.
So I'll
keep you posted on that.
I'll see what size that we might want to do, but. I saw that, and I thought about you taking a picture one time. And he said, "Is it just me, or did these flagpoles overwhelm the flag?"
Yeah, it's like this 12-inch by 12-inch flag on this like 45-foot pole. You know, it's like, jeez. I guess the city put all this money on the pole.
I mean, you really got to have some binoculars. Let's see, is that a Duval County flag?
It's like we spent all the money, and we're like, "Oh crap, we need money for the flag."
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll work on that with Daryl, and I'll buy some flags, and if you want to reimburse me for half, then you'll get to see him go up the flagpole. And
Joe gets to raise one of the flags, Jack gets to raise the other flag, and then the third one, you know, whatever. Well, that's the deal.
Maybe that'll be you and me.
Okay, good. I like it.
All right. Well, if there be no fault in the machinery of the flagpoles, we'll raise them up. Meeting adjourned.